I know this probably goes without saying, but I think it's one of those things that we can never hear enough. And that is, nothing changes when you do the same thing day after day. And there are many good habits to have on a daily basis that no one should ever ask you to stop or change. I would never ask you to stop brushing your teeth. Heavens no. If change, such as a health transformation, though, had a recipe, would you want to know what the ingredients are and the process for creating the recipe? I propose the most essential ingredients needed to start with are hope and then belief. Then you mix in the value that that change will bring to your life. From there, you start sprinkling in planning, preparing, and in other words, building a better body takes some thought, takes some action, some accountability, and so on. There's a recipe to it. There's individual ingredients that all work together to the greater good and to the final process. So if you were to decide that you're going to make changes to your lifestyle or your health, what would be in your recipe? What do you think are your choice ingredients? And this is just an analogy to kind of play with. Jesus, of course, is a master of analogies. And interestingly, he often uses a couple of themes that are some of my favorite things, such as nature and building things or the built environment. And today's question stirs up those ideas around planning, preparing, being intentional about how we go about creating or doing something new. So I leave you with Christ's question from Luke chapter 14, verse 28. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? Again, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? I'll just add, really looking at this as, you know, as you move forward with things that you want to accomplish, goals that you want to see through, this is so true, obviously. Christ speaks the truth. But really, to sit down and put thought into your goals and the things that you want to change or create, and making sure that you have at least the majority of the components, best to your knowledge, that would be needed in order to see those goals through, so that you don't run out of steam halfway through the middle of building your tower and think, oh, I can't do this. It is wise to sit and think and plan and bring Christ into all of that planning and all of that thinking and asking for his guidance and what it is that you need, who it is that you need to help complete your project.